Nike McCampbell pulls on her diving dry suit and walks to the edge of the water at Smitty's Cove in Whittier. She dives below the surface. McCampbell will travel underwater about 80 yards from shore to collect water samples. She says they're studying how microplastics are transported through ocean currents.
And we're going to see where microplastics are moving.
She's part of a new team at Alaska Pacific University. Last year, the APU team got a $5 million grant from NASA to study microplastics in Alaska. Microplastics have already been found in the most remote corners of the state. So APU's research aims to expand that understanding by looking at how microplastics enter all water sources, including oceans and rain. Kian Muldoon is a graduate student on the research team. He says the ultimate goal of their work is to help reduce the harmful health effects of microplastics.
Hopefully using that research to inform cleanup efforts or to try to mitigate harm.
Back at the APU lab, Muldoon and his colleagues can use new specialized equipment to help identify various microplastics in the samples. The team has already collected samples from the summit of Denali, the Aklutna Lake watershed, and Prince William Sound. That's according to Dr. Dee Barker, a chemist and head of the research team. She says with new instruments funded by the grant, the team can identify particles small enough to likely pass through human tissues, and they can study the chemistry behind the microplastics they find.
The chemistry of that particle, how does that interact with the chemistry of a human being?
She says that understanding is missing from much of existing microplastics research. Ultimately, Barker says they aim to get their lab accredited for microplastics testing. That would allow Alaska communities to send in water samples to test for microplastics. Barker says testing water sources is the first step in understanding how communities could protect themselves from the tiny plastic particles. In Whittier, I'm Rachel Cassandra.